To understand speciation, we have to take a closer look at evolution. Natural selection is a major mechanism of evolution. It is defined as differential reproductive success among individuals of a species, meaning some individuals have more offspring while others have fewer. We now know that variations in phenotype, or the outward form of a trait that we see or can measure, is due to variation in genotype, the actual genes or DNA code that make up that individual. Because of genetic diversity, individuals carrying certain genes will be better adapted to the environment than others, and thus will be more likely to survive and reproduce. Those individuals are naturally selected. Over time, the frequency of that gene in the population, or the percent of individuals that carry a favorable gene, will increase. So natural selection actually results in a change in the gene pool over time. The gene pool is just all the alleles of all the genes in a population at a particular time. Note that the environment is constantly changing, so which genotypes confer fitness will also change over time. When there has been so much genetic change in a population that it is no longer able to interbreed with the original species from which it was derived, it has become a new species. Now there are two species, the original and the new one, and speciation has occurred. The ability to interbreed is the essence of the biological species concept. Two individuals that can produce viable offspring are, by definition, the same species. If they can't, they are different species. Note that evolution, a change in gene frequencies in a population, does not necessarily lead to speciation.